Hey everybody, it's Angel. I wanted to do like a podcast. I guess it'll be story time sometimes because today is more of a story time than a podcast, I guess. I don't share a lot with like a lot of people. So I thought this would be like fun. A few people knew that I did this a while back. And I really had fun with it. It was like a couple of months, but that I did it for every week. So I post audios on Literonica, which some of you probably, that's how you found me. And I get like little recruit things from different like people that want me to do voices for just all sorts of things. Video games, like indie video games. I've never had anything really huge. But just like nice, I've had nice little connections with people that wanted me to do different kinds of voice things. Anyways, I had gotten this invitation from these two women that wanted me to host a web chat type thing for their, a web chat for their sex club that they have. And it was an all-women's sex club. So if you're interested in that story time, here we go. Strap in. I was intrigued. I'm like, all women is not. I have women followers. I have women supporters. I love making things for both men and women and whatever else people identify as. But this was women only. And it was just, they had a sex, so it was a sex club. It was like an actual club that they did parties where they all wore masks. All these women wore masks. And it was like they would rent out, so you would buy your ticket. You had to put a, obviously you had to pay to be in part of the club. But then they did these different kind of events. And they were all very classy events, and so some of them were just like meet and greet, kind of like getting to know the different members, but they all had to wear a mask while they were there to kind of be anonymous. And other events were like they would be told what city it was in, but they wouldn't be told where it was or exactly what time for safety reasons. And then once it got closer to the event, I mean, they would know what day it was. They would be told what time, where the car, like the cars would pick them up, so they had transportation. And they would rent out these like beautiful mansions and beautiful homes for these events. And they would be sex club events, so they would be having, you know, they would be meeting up with strangers, different women, and different women part of the club. And I don't know that you had to be part of the club all the time to go to these events, but you have to be approved to get into the club. So not like a major background check, but you definitely have to be approved, just so there's nothing like fishy going on, and for their safety, because their safety, the women that ran it and owned it, took it really serious, like safety really serious, because obviously that could ruin your company. People wouldn't want to come to your events anymore, and they weren't cheap. So my part in it was I would, once a week, host a, where they were in a chat room, so they would all, kind of like I've done in Discord, where I talk and lead them through a guided masturbation type scene, and they would all chat in the chat room. And I was really nervous the first time, so I just winged it the first time, because I didn't have like a script or anything like that. I'm just like, I'm just gonna wing it and see what these ladies are like. Because I didn't know, because my experience with women are typically when it comes to leading them through something, they get quiet and they just kind of want you I want me to lead everything. And so that's fine. So that's kind of what I expected. But these ladies were so ready and willing to be led and to interact. And my air conditioner just turned off. So I'm sorry about that. I didn't even realize it was going when I hit record. They were so ready and willing and horny. It was so high energy, and I don't even remember how long. It was at least an hour. I think it was almost 2 hours once a week that I would lead these, and they would have a monitor in the chat, but the pictures that I got sent during the chat were impressive. That people, I've never, like, I mean, I have shown cleavage and stuff. I've never been someone who's taken, like, very intimate pictures of my body. I'm really honestly very impressed the angles that people can get. And I just don't do that. Like, I'm like, my camera doesn't go, like, my phone's not gonna go there. Just, we're gonna accept that that's just not going in that area of my body. But it was amazing the pictures I was getting sent through these chats, and I wasn't expecting any of that. Like, I'm used to getting attention or arousing men. I didn't have, like, the highest expectations of women being aroused by me, and it was amazing that I guess as, like, an artist or as a creator, whatever I am, entertainer, that I could cross over from, you know, being really comfortable in trying to turn on men to being, I mean, I guess being a woman, like a cisgender woman, that I am, I know what I like. I know what I want. And so maybe that's what maybe I was just more aware of that. And then, like, I would start writing these, like, scenarios and stuff. And the one that they all loved the most, and the one I continued to do for a while, was me being dominant. And I was just like, why does everyone want me to be dominant? And I think maybe it just is hard for me, and it doesn't come natural, and it's the few audios I've even attempted to even kind of take control, they have a different sound to me. Like, I'm always worried that they don't sound as genuine. And I'm not in the mood to be that kind of, like, take charge type of person. Like, I know what I want, but that's about it. Anyways, they really liked the dominance, and so it was like having to really work ahead of time in making scripts and I don't even know like how to say things in like you know how you know how to say things in like the spur of the moment, kind of like throes of passion, where like something comes to you because you're like you're moved to say it. But when you're just doing it, like, I wasn't aroused while I was doing it. Like, I was having fun. I was enjoying it. Like, talking about sex is obviously something I really enjoy. But it was really hard to, like, I was watching so much, like, that was the thing. Like, I didn't want to just be, like, this trash. Like, because, you know, when you watch porn, there's, like, trashy dominance. Like, it's just, I guess humiliation is probably a better word, but it's just not, I still want to make the person feel good. Like, I don't want them to feel shitty about themselves. Like, I don't know. So it was definitely a challenge to do that for a few weeks in a row to keep that energy going. But I liked it, and it went for a couple of months, and then they had taken a dip in people going to their parties and their live events, because obviously that's where they really made their money. So they couldn't afford me anymore, so I haven't worked for them in a while. But it was really cool, because I do have the fantasy of going to a sex club, like an actual like Green Door type sex club place. I don't know that I would ever participate in this. I mean, I'm sure I've shared fantasies throughout my archive or something about sex clubs, but I've never been to one. But it was kind of neat to just take the lead and do that. So that was kind of my story time with that. And yeah, there's in different sex clubs, like I look up online, which if you've been following me for a while, this isn't new story time for you, but maybe it is, maybe. I look up these different sex clubs online and to see what they're like, and there's some that have a room that, like, it's kind of like, they don't ever serve alcohol. Most places aren't allowed to serve alcohol, just for safety reasons. Obviously, people act differently when there's alcohol involved. So they have, like, juice bars and stuff like that. But there's, like, this little bar area. So it's, like, a cube-type room, a square room. And it's, you can see out, but there's, like, curtains or different things. There are different, like, types of rooms like this. But you can see out of the room. Like, you can see into the other room. But the people in there can't see you. But they know that, like, people are watching. It's not like you're being, like, a total creep and watching people that don't know they're being watched. They just don't know if they're being watched. But they know there's a possibility to watch. So you can go into another room and, like, get your freak on or whatever, and in this like public room. So it's kind of like an orgy type room, where there's all the different furniture and it's decorated really nice. I'm sure it's like bleached every day, but it's got just really beautiful furniture. It's just really I think a couple of the different rooms have like poles and stuff in them too, but I don't know if I could ever make it over into the room where I'm being watched, but, like, watching people, even though I'm not into porn or, like, really into, like, watching stuff like that, I think because I'm in this room and they know I'm watching and, you know, they know someone's watching, I feel like at least I've experienced and, like, taken part in part of the sex club world. Whereas if I just don't go, like, then I've never, like, actually taken part in it. But if I at least, like, go and get, like, dress cute or dress sexy and go and watch. Does that make sense? And at least I've done it. Like, I can mark it off my list. So yeah, that is still on my list. I haven't done that yet, which hopefully someday. It sounds fun. But yeah, I don't know. I was just trying to think of something for you guys. I didn't really have like a topic, but I thought story time might be fun. Let me know what you think of this. If you like it, if you prefer like more of a topic type, talking about like a different sexual topic, or you like story time. I don't know. But yeah, I'm trying to get back into the groove of making content, so thank you for being patient with me, and I'm slowly working back into it. If I've forgotten anything, or if I've left anything out, or if I haven't messaged you back, please write me, because I have the memory of a goldfish right now, so it's totally me. It's not you at all. It's me. So, anyways, I hope you're having a great July, and thank you for being a patron, and I will talk to you all very soon. Yeah, bye.